Get ready to be mesmerized. Get ready to be entertained. Get ready to be informed. And most of all, get ready to listen. The latest sports news, great interviews, and the best coverage from around the nation's capital. It's Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district, right now on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio. Here's your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson.
Fresh from Las Vegas, Nevada, welcome to another exciting edition of Listen In with KNN, presented by Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM and 1340 AM, with me, your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson. On today's show, we are kicking off our Woman in Sports Week, that's right, Boss Chicks, with Tierra Brown, who is a full-time Metropolitan Police Officer in our nation's capital by day, and a professional boxer at night. She's a name you're going to want to remember, sports fans, especially you boxing ones. And with that, it means it's time to sit back, relax, and get ready to listen in and follow along with the conversation on social media using hashtag ListenInWithKNN.
It's time to recognize those individuals that are doing good in the community and making a difference in the sports world. Without further ado, Kelsey presents this week's Do Good Sportsperson Award nominee.
Now, as always, sports fans, it's time for my Kelsey's Do Good Sports Athlete of the Week. As I mentioned, Las Vegas, Nevada has been home for the last week or so. I've had a magnificent time covering my first NBA Summer League. Shout out to all the great hospitality and everyone in Las Vegas. Lost my voice, but for good reason, with work, and I somehow caught a cold and 115-degree weather heat. But saying that to say, the show must go on. So let's kick it off. Kelsey's Do Good Sports Athlete of the Week is none other than the Buffalo Bills' very own defensive end, Shaq Lawson, who is paying for the funeral of an 11-year-old South Carolina girl who unfortunately died way too soon and gone too young after someone fired more than 35 shots at her home. I thought this was just a magnificent feat on the part of Mr. Shaq Lawson. Families grieving a daughter that was unfortunately taken away from us way too soon and way too early. And the fact that he's helping this family during this grieving process and actually contacted the family and able to help this family, I think it speaks volumes and it speaks wonders. And this is why he's getting recognized this week as my one and only Kelsey's Do Good Sports Athlete of the Week. We need some more of this good sports news, Shaq Lawson. Thank you for being you. All right, sports fans, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with our very special guest. I promise this is one you're not going to want to miss. Stay tuned right after this quick commercial break.
Jerry's Burger Spot has all your Friday night tailgating favorites. From their never-frozen burger, fresh-cut fries, ice cream, and milkshakes, Jerry's Burger Spot offers the best lunch. And if you desire a fresh, handmade burger or some delicious ice cream like Mom used to make, stop by Jerry's Burger Spot at 3815 Jefferson Park Road, Prince George, Virginia, right off 36 near Fort Lee. Jerry's Burger Spot. Remember when...
Welcome back to Listen In with KNN, the sports town of the district and beyond, presented by Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM and 1340 AM, where it is now my extreme honor and pleasure to welcome in today's very special guest, Team USA World Gold Medalist and professional boxer, Miss Tierra Brown. Tierra, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. How are you?
It is a pleasure. I am fabulous anytime I have a champ in the building. I'm excited. I feel good. And we're glad to have you. Now, Tierra, you've been so busy. I know this year has been a whirlwind for you. But tell me, what's the latest with you?
Well, I'm actually still on my high from winning my first title belt.
Yes, you know, congratulations once again.
I feel like it was yesterday. You know, but I'm still in the gym, training twice a day as usual. Just waiting for my promoter to call me and tell me that I have another fight date.
Yeah, I know, it's exciting. It's here. I was at that fight. It was very, very cool to be there, especially watching the DC crowd rally behind you. And for those that don't know, Tierra also works as a full-time mountain bike police officer in the nation's capital. I know your police comrades were also there in the building. Tell me, what was the next day like when you walked into the police station after winning your belt?
Well, actually, the next day, I didn't even have to go to work. They let me
out
for a few days. Yeah, yeah. So
perfect.
Actually, like, the next day, we all met up and went to breakfast. You know, we love to eat. We love to eat.
Yes. Yes. So basically, I should be a police officer because so do I. No, that is wonderful. And I love seeing them all there to support you. I mean, how did you feel when you looked at that crowd and, like, you know, saw everyone there that was there for you?
Oh, you know, they really know how to get me riled up. I love when I look over and see my MPD family. I can hear them, like, every round. I hear them yelling and screaming. I know exactly where everyone is sitting. And then, you know, when I looked over and saw the police chief, Peter Newsham, I was like, oh, yeah, I have to take this dude's head off.
Now, that's the win. I understand that. More importantly, back on March 19th, for my listening audience, Tierra was actually named Police Officer of the Year here in our beautiful nation's capital of Washington, D.C. This was awarded out of 2,700 officers where she was presented with this award. Tierra, take me back to that day. How did you feel being named Police Officer of the Year?
Well, you know, I had a lot of just, wow. First, I have to say just wow. You know, it was a blessing, I think, that, you know, I've been a police officer for 4 years, and there are many other wonderful officers on the Metropolitan Police Department. And I took that award along with knowing that I didn't get that award by myself. I was trained by some of the best master patrol officers that the nation has, you know, and my coworkers, you know, they teach me daily. Even though, you know, I've been a police officer for 4 years, I'm still learning. Every single day I learn something new. You know, from my coworkers, they help groom me, and they help me to be the person and the police officer that I've become.
I love that. I love that. And let me ask you, I mean, what is it like when people see you on the street? Do they know you more as Tierra the boxer or Tierra the police officer?
Well, if I'm not in uniform.
Right, if you're not in your uniform, right.
Well, if I'm not in uniform, then, you know, it's, that's Tierra the boxer. Everyone still knows that I'm a cop, but they get so excited. But like when I'm on patrol, it's the funniest thing, because like I could be in full uniform on a call or something, and I have had people pull over, jump out of their car. Like this man pulled over, jumped out of the car.
Oh my God.
Him and his daughter, she looked like she was probably like 18, 19, and asked for my picture and my autograph. And this has happened so many times since I won my title fight. Is
oh
so funny
gosh.
Because then my coworkers look at me and they just start laughing, and I'm like, sorry.
Too funny. Like the celebrity, right? We all rally behind you.
It's so funny.
I think what you do is tremendous, because I understand you work 10-hour shifts here in D.C., and then somehow you still find time to train here. Like, do you sleep? Are you eating okay?
Oh, I'm all OC now. You never have to worry about MIT. I'm going to eat. But sleeping, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know what sleep is, you know. I try to get 6 hours. On my off days, I make sure I get 8 hours. But on my work days, I try to get 6. Most of the time, I'll get 5. I push it to try and get 6, because I'll actually, like, I have to be to work at 6:30 in the morning. Now, I'll wake up at 3 o'clock to train for like an hour and a half before I go to work for those 10 hours. And then as soon as I get off work, I'll go home, walk my dog, and go straight to the gym.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they're long,
so you're
long
very regimented. Yeah. It's a lot, but like you said, I mean, you're being able to handle it. This is why, again, you got your title this year. And I guess my next question for you is, I love your personality and your spirit. And I know we live in a time now where not all communities here are trusting of the police. And on your bio, it says residents refer to you as officer friendly. So I just kind of want you to break down, I mean, how have you been able to kind of garner the support and the trust of Washington, D.C. residents as a police officer?
Well, I don't know what the dog heard. So about that, it wasn't that hard, because I've always been the same person. Before I was a police officer, you know, even before I was a boxer, I've been the same Tierra since I think I was in elementary school. I haven't changed. And when I became a police officer, I told myself that I want people to see me beyond the badge, like not just my uniform. You know, so how would they treat just a regular person? I want to make sure that they treat me the same. And I do a lot for the community. I give back a lot. I go to a lot of community events. And I think that's very important that we get the community to understand that, you know, police officers, it is our job to take someone's freedom, but it's also our job to protect the citizens of D.C. It's also our job to be a counselor. You know, let's say someone goes through a rough day. You know, no one calls the cops when everything is going well. You only call the police when something is terrible, you know, terribly going wrong. You know, we have many hats that we have to wear as police officers. And I try to make sure that I treat people the way I want to be treated when I'm not on duty, when I'm not in uniform, when someone doesn't know that I'm a police officer. I try to treat people the way that I want my nephews to be treated, or my, you know, my family, my aunts, my uncles, anyone, my loved ones. I treat people the way I want my loved ones to be treated.
Right.
And it works out.
Now that, I mean, that's a great way to be. And like I said, I can just tell that from your aura and your vibe. And I'm sure anybody that's ever, you know, been around you can see that as well. And obviously community service plays a big role in what you do. And one thing I loved here was back in April of 2019, so earlier this year, you created the Tierra Brown Athletic Scholarship and awarded $1,000 to a Fort Myers senior to help them with college expenses, which is so huge. Tell me a little bit about why you created that scholarship and what that process was like.
Man, that was the best moment, like one of the best moments in my life. I knew that I wanted to do something great. For Thanksgiving, I sponsored a family in the area that I patrolled. I fed an entire family. You know, I did this just because I wanted to do this. This is something I wanted to do. And with that scholarship, I wanted something that I could do every year. I wanted something with my name on it so people know who I am, what I stand for, where I come from. And I just thought, like, wow. I think $1,000 would be great for a freshman going into college. You know, who you need a lot of things when you go off to school.
Yeah,
and I thought,
you
know, education is very important. Education is very important. It's one of the most important things we can have because it's something. It's one of the only things that no one can ever take away from us.
Right, right. Oh, I love that. One of my favorite quotes, Sierra, is by Oprah Winfrey, education is the key to unlocking the world, a passport to freedom. And that's something I carry near and dear to my heart because I agree with you. It's the one thing that can't be taken away from us. And I think it's the one thing that can really help us all advance and propel and move forward. So the fact that you did that for that student is tremendous because we all know, especially those who graduate, those student loan debts. Don't remind me.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible. Like, it's people go their whole lives in debt from school loans.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's crazy. Like, I know people who are like 60 and still paying off their school loans. And so the fact that, I mean, $1,000, it will stretch and it goes far. And just think about it. You also show that you're believing in that student and want them to be great. So it's so much more than just the dollars. And then also in the community, this is beyond education. I also understand that you volunteer with the Humane Rescue Alliance group, Martha's Table, and you're also a mentor at the Big Brother, Big Sister program in the DMV. So tell me a little bit about why you joined those groups.
Well, I love animals. You know, I love animals, especially dogs.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a chocolate lab mixed with Rottweiler.
Oh, okay.
And his name is King.
Oh.
And he thinks he's the king of the world.
I can hear from the barking earlier that he does.
He's talking to him on the phone. He speaks really good English.
I love it. I love it. So what does that group do, the Humane? What does that group do?
Well, the volunteers there, like we go there, we can walk the animals. We can read them story time. We can read them books. We can, clean out the kennels, things of that nature. And it's very I actually have to spend more time doing it. It's very time consuming, but it's worth it. You know, but I try, right. One thing about me is I try to help everywhere. Like with Arthur's Table, right? I love doing that because, you know, you're helping feed families who don't have, you know, and I just like to be a part of that. One thing that I really like to focus on is homelessness in D.C., right?
Yeah.
Because this is the nation's capital, the strongest, most powerful, most richest nation in the world. But the homeless rate here is just, it's very sad, you know. And
it is.
It's like I have a sore spot in that area because I don't know what it feels like to be homeless. And I never want to have to know that feeling, but I can only imagine. Okay, I can only imagine waking up outside somewhere, going to sleep outside in the world, you know, it raining. And when it's raining, I'm getting rained on. When it's blazing hot, I'm outside, not knowing when I'm going to eat, not having a bathroom. You know, I like to take as many showers as I want. I like to eat when I want. And homeless people, they don't have those luxuries. You know, where I work at, in the 6th District, there's a woman who lives underneath the bridge on Pennsylvania Avenue, right?
Yeah.
And she lived there for years. Everyone knows this lady. And that's her home. Like, if you try to move her, she'll come right back. That's all that she knows, you know. But at the same time, I feel for her because it's loud there, you know. It's just so much environment that's going on there. And homelessness, it hurts me. And so I try to give back in that area as much as possible. Now, as far as the big brother, that's the best thing that's ever been invented. I have a little sister who loves doing everything I love to do.
Like, so
most
cool.
of my friends, they don't want to do the things that I want to do. They say, I'm a big kid, I need to grow up and stop acting like that. Now I have a little sister who is like, yeah, we can do all this stuff.
I love it that you're giving back and that you're involved in so many of these magnificent, magnificent groups. So turning back to your athletic side, which we're going to get a lot more into, back in September of 2018 here, you were inducted into the Fort Myers High Athletic Hall of Fame. What was going through your mind when that moment occurred?
So when I graduated from high school, right, they didn't have that, right?
They created it just for you, Sierra. I'm feeling it.
So check this out. So, like, every time I go home to visit, I go to my high school.
Yeah.
I like to just see my old teachers and counselors and things of that nature. So then, like, I started noticing, like, hey, they've got a wall full of, like, great athletes. And I'm like, whoa, I want to get on this wall, you know. So I was always saying, like, man, I wonder if they're going to ever ask me to be on the wall. And lo and behold, one day I got that phone call. And I just loved my whole life when they told me I was going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame at my high school. I felt like I won the lottery.
It's the best feeling. I mean, so many memories we make in high school, right? And we really, like, grow and develop. So I can just imagine how excited you were to do that. It's truly, truly, truly magnificent. All right, now let's get into the nitty-gritties here and have a little fun with your boxing career. So again, Sierra is a professional boxer with a record of 8-0, 6 knockouts as of May 2019. And we talked about her being the champion. She is the WBO NABO world champion. She has been boxing for 17 years now, and she is an amateur boxer. All right, so that being said, Sierra, women's boxing, I am a huge proponent of it. I love it. I think it's growing, not at the rate I want it to, Sierra, if I'm honest with you, but it's getting up there. And I think we're having better promoters. I think we're having better fights, and I think it's getting the publicity it needs on TV and media. But just kind of give me your thoughts on the current world of women's boxing and where you kind of hope to see it go and propel in the future.
I mean, I agree with what you said. I'm so excited, so thrilled that women's boxing is on the up and up because, you know, it wasn't too long ago where women weren't even allowed in boxing camps, you know. Women weren't being promoted. Women, now they have women fighting on ESPN, you know, they have Facebook Live, Fight Night, where they're showing the women, you know, you've got women boxing on Showtime. You know, it's great. Like, it's not going as fast as most would like, but I'm just blessed and happy that it is on the up and up. And I think that 2020, you know, many doors are opening up for many women's for many women boxers, and I can't wait to be a part of that, actually. I have one of the best promoters there is in the boxing game, Lou DiBella, with DiBella Entertainment, and he's pro women's boxing. You know, he makes sure that we are always talked about. I was actually written about in the Ring magazine, and not many women have been featured in the Ring magazine. And that in itself, it's like the boxing magazine for the world, and I'm featured in it. And I'm actually waiting for my copy to come. It's online, but I'm waiting for my hardback copy. You know, so women's boxing is up and up, and I'm just excited to be a part of it.
And I hope people continue to support and watch it, because, again, it's truly quality boxing. And that being said, Sierra, who were some of your kind of icons and idols growing up in the boxing world?
Let's see. In the boxing world, growing up as a kid, of course, there were the Alis. Everyone loves Ali. Mm-hmm. Leila Ali, Muhammad Ali. Right. But also, my favorite woman boxer of all time, though, is none other than Ann Wolf. Now, I'm not sure if you know Ann Wolf, but
I wasn't expecting that one.
Wanda Ward, that fight right there?
Yeah.
Me and my family, we watched that on TV. We watched that fight live.
Wow.
It was the best thing I ever seen in my life. When she knocked that lady out like that, I was like, oh, my gosh. And then they had to get the stretcher to get her up. I was like, oh, my gosh, women. That was the first time I ever saw a woman knock another woman out. I didn't even know that women had the strength to do that. And
ooh, you're taking
she came back and fight twice at the UFC.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I was really excited about
it. Very, very cool. And for those of you don't know, we just gave you homework to do. We're not going to give you all the details. Do your homework. You got to look it up. Wow, I like that answer. I was not expecting that, but I really like that answer. And now that kind of takes me to, so, I mean, growing up, did you envision yourself working full-time as you do now in the police force? And as a boxer, or like, when did this kind of all come to fruition?
So, okay, I was one of those kids where I was going to do everything. Like, in my mind, as adults, we think it's unrealistic, right? But when you're a child, you have all these dreams and all this ambition, and you just feel that you can do everything you think of. And I still feel that way, because everything I've ever set out to do, I've done it. Everything I've set out to do, I've done it. And that's why I'm so pleased with my life. And I think that I'm truly blessed. Like, when I was a child, I loved firefighters. I loved police officers. And I've been an athlete ever since I came out the womb, you know. And
I knew
that I would be in law enforcement. I just didn't know when. And when it happened, it just happened. It just happened the way it did, you know. But I actually went to Columbus State University in Columbus, Georgia, on a four-ride scholarship for cross country. So I played all the sports. I ran track, cross country, I swam, I did softball, I did soccer, basketball, everything.
Wow.
Everything I ever set my eyes on doing, I did it.
Right. You were just always, like you said, you were always determined and motivated and obviously talented. It's also not easy to do all of those things. And the fact that you're doing it now, I think, is magnificent. And saying that to say, Sierra, if you had a message that you could give to youth now on what they can be when they grew up, what would you say to them?
Oh, I have many messages. Like, first off, whatever you dream, do it. Don't just leave it as a dream. Make sure that you accomplish it. Like, all the dreams that I've ever had, I've always accomplished them. And I've had many people in my life tell me I couldn't do it, I wouldn't do it, I shouldn't do it, don't do it, and I did it. I did it because I wanted to do it, and I did it more. I drove more to do it because they told me those things that I couldn't, shouldn't, won't be able to, you know. At times, we let people talk us out of things. You know, we let people talk us out of our dreams, things that we want, because we don't think that we can accomplish them, or we don't think that we're good enough, or we think, oh, it's just too hard, I can't do it. Well, yes, you can. And I tell, like, the youth when I go to motivate them, yes, you can. Anything you think you can do, If you have the drive and determination and the will, you can do it. Regardless of what anyone else says, use that as fuel. I've had so many people fuel me, and they don't even know it.
Wow.
they
look at you now.
Yeah, look at me now. You know, when I was in elementary school, I was diagnosed. I hate that word, diagnosed, with ADD mm-hmm. and ADHD, right? And mm-hmm. so growing up, middle school, high school, even college, I got more time on my tests. I never took tests in a classroom setting. I always took my exams with one teacher in one classroom, you know, secluded, and I always got more time. And when I was in high school, I actually had a teacher call me out on it. She knew that I had an IEP, myself as well as one of my other friends in high school. She knew we had IEP. She knew why we weren't in classroom taking tests amongst the other students, but she decided to pick on us. Why? I have no idea, but she fueled me. You know, she told me that I wasn't smart enough, that I probably wouldn't go to college. You know, things were harder for me, math, you know, numbers, counting. It was harder for me than you know, everyone else. But that fueled me. She doesn't even know to this day. That fueled me to go to college. It fueled me to graduate college quicker than anyone else who came in when I came into college. 4 years. It took me four years. I was on a full ride scholarship, and I took a full load of classes. I didn't play.
Wow. And again, you speak truth to it. And I think that means so much, because a lot of times when we hear about ADD and ADHD and any other thing, right, that they want to put out there, or any learning disabilities or whatever people want to categorize them as, I think people put you into a box. And this is what I love mm-hmm. about hearing your stories, that you're like, no, there's no box. I'm going to do what I set my mind out to, not what society says I could do. And now, like you said, you graduated, you're successful, you have a full-time great job, and also able to do your love of boxing. And so you truly are, Sierra, a living testament just to the power of what we can all do. So again, I congratulate you on all your successes. And saying that to say, Sierra, I mean, how do you hope to be remembered when people look back on your life and your career?
In my career or as a person?
I'd say both.
In my boxing career, I hope to one day be known as one of, I'm not going to say the best, because when it comes to boxing, there are a lot of great women boxers, you know. So for me to say I'm the best, no, I can't do that, because in my mind, Ann is one of the best boxers, you know what I'm saying? But I would like to be amongst that category to say that I am one of the best female boxers in the world. As a police mm-hmm. officer, I'm glad that I will always be remembered as one of the officers of the year, you know, and just as a human being, I want to be remembered as a child of God, someone who placed others before me at all time and just always thought about, I am my brother's keeper, you know, even if I don't know you, I love you, I care about you. And that's really basically, that's in a nutshell how I want to be remembered, as a loving, kind, caring, compassionate person. And a bomb.
I love it. Yeah, we got to make sure we have that. No, but I think that's wonderful, and I think that's great. And I truly do see that happening, because you truly are making a difference in and out of the boxing ring. And again, I really love the work that you're doing in our Washington, D.C. community. And I know, obviously, Florida is the hometown, and you have a special connection to there. So also tell me about some of the things that you do when you go back home to Florida.
Well, first off, I get fat, because everyone knows I like to eat. And my grandma
much better food down south.
Cocktails. Yes, it is. I'm sorry. Ooh. No shade thrown, but Southern food is
I'm throwing the shade.
Yes, Southern food is comfort food. And I love cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
I just love them. Please don't get me started.
Now you're going to make me hungry. We're going to have to take a commercial break.
I mean, I've been hungry. It's just too late for me to eat. If I could, I would. I would eat right now, but it's just too late. But when I go home, my favorite thing to do is spend time with my nephews. I adore my nephews so much. They view me as this superhero, and I just love it, you know, because at a certain age, they stop thinking like that, But right now, I'm like their superhero. They love their auntie. And every time I go home, we're going to Chuck E. Cheese. We're going to the water parks. We're going fishing. Those are things that I like to do. I'm very family oriented. I love being with my family. That's really what I love doing, being with my family, doing outdoor things. My nephew's actually coming up here this weekend. He's coming up for like 2 weeks.
Hey. Oh, that's going to be so much fun. See, they'll keep you busy. And definitely keep your workout regimen going, because I know you'll be chasing them around. So you'll be fine. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. And also, what other hobbies do you have outside of boxing and being a police officer? What do you do other than your dog that we know that you love and adore, King?
Well, yeah, he's looking at me now like, what are you doing? Hobbies. I like being outside. I like swimming. I like fishing. But I also like writing. I write music and poetry.
Okay.
Actually, on Tuesday night, I go to Bus Bowl in Ports and I do the open mic night.
Nice.
It's pretty cool.
Yes.
Back at home, I used to like go to the clubs for the open mic night, and I used to win. Actually, I was the only girl winning. They would give out like $100 bills, and I would always win the freestyle battle. So me and my cousin,
wow,
we started this group, and we would like perform at birthday parties or barbecues. It's really funny. But I'm a total different person when I'm at home.
Oh, I love it. We'll have to go check you out on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I look forward to that. I love it. I also love spoken word and poetry. And a while back, I used to do busboy night. So I definitely miss it. I need to get back
into
that.
You got to come out. You got to come with me.
I'm going to. I'm going to come. I'm going to come on a Tuesday. I'm going to clear my schedule on a Tuesday, and I will be there. You have my word. I look forward to that. It's been such a blast having you on. I can't believe how fast time went. But before I let you go, can you please give my listeners your social media info so we can continue to follow along on your journey?
Yes. So, well, first I'm going to give a shout out to my promoter, Luda Bella, my PR team,
yes,
Wendy Richardson at Preeminent PR, my coach, Marcus Patterson, 6D and PD up in the house, of course. And most of the time I'm on my Instagram. My Instagram name is tbaby125lbs, and I'm on Facebook with Tierra Brown, and I'm on Twitter. I don't really tweet that well because I don't know, it's kind of confusing, but my Twitter name is Tierra Brown. It's Tierra Brown Box. But most of the time I'm on Instagram, tbaby125lbs. You follow me, I'll follow back. Shout out. That's pretty much all I got.
Perfect. Well, Tierra, thank you so much. We loved having a champion on the show, and we'll love to have you back in the future. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, anytime, and it's been a pleasure. Trust me, it has.
Oh, thank you so much. Truly appreciate it.
All right. All good things come to an end, and that's a wrap for this edition of Listen In with KNN. I hope you had fun, learned something, and of course jumped in on the K&M bandwagon. Be sure to listen in each and every week for new shows that drop online at FoxSports1340AM.com as well as KelseyNicoleNelson.com. If that's not enough, be sure to download the show and subscribe to it on iTunes and Google Play. Yes, we give love to Android and iPhone users on this very show. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Your feedback and support truly do matter. Until next week, enjoy the sports world, smile, and don't take your fantasy sports too seriously, because there's always another play. And to those in Vegas, have fun, but not too much fun. Remember, you're there for a good time, but not for a long time. All right, until next week, thanks for listening.
Follow Kelsey on Twitter at @TheRealKNelson. Join the movement across other social media platforms at #ListenInWithKNN. This has been Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM Fox Sports Radio.